When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge-watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Happy birthday.
Okay, you're doing it yourself for yourself.
Well, you can sing it for me.
Well, listen. Bedwetters, as you know, as you all know, the day.
How
could you not know after she's been telling you since June this year, Lulu's birthday has been and gone, but Lulu's shindig is this weekend, so the birthday continues through this week. And because your birthday was on Monday, we record this on a Tuesday. So that was yesterday.
Good.
So that was fun.
You've worked out how it works.
You got some. Did you get any prezzies?
I did. I got a beautiful bracelet from my mum and
dad. Lovely.
Fancy. I got, your parents text me.
Yep.
And they go, they just sent a photo of a sheep. And I'm like, who's this cute little sheep from a random number? And then they go, happy birthday, Lulu. This is your birthday present. And he's got a big brown bit over his eye. And he's called Brown Eye.
Called Brown Eye.
You know, I started crying.
I love that you've cried over a pun about arseholes.
I literally was like, that's mine.
Brown Eye is yours.
He's so cute.
Brown Eye, otherwise known as Doot.
No, we won't be calling him that.
You know?
We won't be calling him that.
I remember marking him and he was exceptionally fucking fat.
Oh, so he's a little 8-year-old Lou.
He was an 8-year-old Lou. He was a big boy.
He's so cute.
So happy birthday. I feel like you know you got some stuff coming your way. And I reckon there's no point in us sitting around fucking playing with ourselves and just like spinning yarns about like, oh, how was your weekend? Let's just do it.
Let's do it.
How do you feel about that, kid?
I'm ready to do it.
So what I'd love just quietly is I'd love our sweet Prince Dior to join you on your couch. I'd also love our sweet other Prince over there, Tobbs, to come and join you on the couch.
Boys.
If that's okay.
Hi, boys.
Hi, boys.
There's a spot for the two of you here.
Okay, and we're just going to go. We're going to do this incrementally.
Okay, should I close my eyes?
Yeah, I think that feels right.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, boys, close your eyes. Cops out, boys.
Okay. Can you fit? Is everyone seated? Sorry. Dior, where's Tobbs? Hi, boys.
Hello. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, you can open your
eyes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lulu. Happy birthday to you.
Hooray!
And your candles. Now, blow it out.
How is that cake?
That is the most gorgeous cake I've ever seen. Look at Kevin. Yes. Look at Kevin.
That was from,
hold on.
and I, it took us all day yesterday.
Yeah, you guys were slaving away.
It was tough.
Bedwetter says, this is the most beautiful cake. It's like a teal and purple thing. And it says, you're 30 now, aren't you? And it's got the cutest little icing Kevin on the side.
Little birthday hat as
well. Look at him. Yeah, I love it.
That's from a friend of ours who owns a little independent. She's a sweet little thing. Owns a little independent cake company called She's the Cake.
She takes the cake.
I apologize. She takes
Thank
the cake.
You, she takes the cake.
And she hit me up and she's like, "Hey, I want to do something for Lou for her birthday." And I had a look at her page. Her cakes are fucking.
That's amazing. That's beautiful.
Unreal. So
that is so cool. Look at Kevin.
Her name's India. Shout out to India. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
It.
You're 30 now, aren't you?
Now, you boys stay there. Now, I've got something that I want to give to you, Lulu.
Okay.
Just give me 2 seconds. Now, you close your dumb fucking eyes.
Okay, eyes are closed again. Bedwetters are going to have to go to YouTube to see the full thing of this.
It's actually quite comfortable.
They're big couches.
We're just small still quite tired.
Okay, eyes are closed.
Okay, keep them closed, keep them closed.
Okay. They're closed. I want to peek, but I'm not going to.
No peeking.
Yes.
Look at the fucking eyes.
Where the fuck did you get this Bedwetters? This is a sign, and it's got Jarch on the left and a Bedwetters for Life t-shirt. Toby, who looks identical to the real Toby up the top. And then me with like 12 chins on the other side.
Hence why we put these two chins in just a second.
Oh my God, that is amazing, Jarch.
He took extra creative liberty with Jarch's chin.
That is so good.
Yeah, I was like, give us a chin, kid.
Literally looks identical to Toby.
Oh, doesn't it?
That is so
And that's 8-year old
Lou.
So, I've been speaking to this bloke, Adam, from Iconic Signage in Newcastle. He's like, he did a sign for Knuckles.
Yeah.
My mate Knuckles. He's like, I'd love to do your sign. I was like, Bryce, I'd love a sign too. And then it just happened to, like, work out. It was taking a while. It happened to work out that your birthday. And I was like, if we could get this for Lou, ready for her birthday, Brass.
That is amazing.
I love it. And he's also.
Oh, my God. Get fucked. Cool. 8-year old Lou, Jarch and Toby on We Mean Well Stubby Holders.
We can sort out these. He's also provided us with this bad boy. He's given this to me with a Kevin on it, and it says Australia's best podcast host.
Just host?
Yeah.
Just one?
Singular.
Okay. I think perhaps that one was for me. Nope. Maybe? He said it was.
I broke you with him yesterday. He made it very clear that this
is for me. Holy
These
shit.
Are awesome.
These are amazing. And Toby looks identical.
And that one's for you.
Okay.
Ooh. So I haven't even seen this.
Lulu opens more presents. It's the same. It says, we mean well. It's got little Kevin. Happy birthday, Lulu. Bigfoot keeps searching.
So this is his brand, Bigfoot.
Oh, my God, cool.
That
so
is huge.
I could put some tequila in this.
Correct.
Lots of tequila.
That's amazing. What's his name?
Pardon?
What's his name?
Adam from Iconic Signage in Newcastle.
I love it.
And this is brand Bigfoot. He's Bigfoot Brands. So
holy shit.
He basically, these are used for drinking margaritas.
Yep.
And then if you take it to bed, you've drunk your margarita for us specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We've now got a piss pot.
Or
somewhere to piss in.
Piss, or you could put Hydrolite in it after a big night on the grogs and drink that. Preferably not mixed with piss. Well, I mean, you could.
It's multi-purpose.
You could.
You now got the weakest long black of all time in that.
You could.
You
big
could.
One.
You could. Ooh. Now, I believe. That's now, which one of you boys wants to go first?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, Sweet Prince Dior's going to go first and get Lulu.
Best day ever.
Best day ever?
No. No birthday D, Judge.
Oh, birthday. You said best day ever.
Best day, not D. That sign, Bedwetters, is the best thing you've ever seen.
Look at Toby in the clouds.
Toby, like, that's identical to Toby.
Yeah.
Oh, another big present.
Ari, that bus is about to be spoiled. Oh. Now make sure you read your cards.
Oh, it says Lulu.
Oh, actually, yeah, we'll put the fucking cake.
How do I get this open? That cake is... This is best day ever. Okay. The card says, tequila soda, tiki sodas. Happy birthday, Lulu. Happy 30th. You're a bit old now, aren't you? We thought it was about time that Kevin got a new friend. Chow Chow. The H is handmade by Grace. That's why it's a bit wanky looking. Just like you. Hope you have a great day. Keep pissing into your 30s with love. You're now a master bedwetters. Grace, Billy and Gemma. Follow fucking at Gracefield and fucking Billy Parker at Nara Mazza on Insta. You know what to do. Oh my god.
That's fucking pisser.
That is awesome.
Another Kevin. Another
Of course
Kevin.
It is. Charles, look at that Kevin.
Handmade as well.
Is that handmade?
How many Kevins can I have on my bed? As many?
As many as you want.
As many as I want. Oh, he's so soft.
He looks soft.
Who's a cute little Kevin?
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Charles, look at him.
Thank you, Nara Mazda.
Nara Mazda?
That's a very funny car.
Oh, yeah.
When I opened it, I thought that was going to be a car.
Oh, you thought that was going to be a car in that box?
They had a little sign that said Mazda. Oh, it's so cute.
Now, Tobbs is...
Oh, my God, I'm so
Hold on.
Spoiled.
We have a couple cards. These came with the cake, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, I've got one, too. And excuse me.
Best day ever. Happy birthday. Happy 30th birthday, Senorita. I can't thank you enough for the happiness and laughter you bring me each podcast. You've got me through some tough times. I hope this cake ticks all the boxes. Oh, I stuffed it with Nutella Oreos and Ferrero shares. 8-year-old Lou would be so proud. And a handmade little Kevin just for you. Here's to the 30 years of the big dog LDD. Keep pissing. Love, India. That's amazing.
India also sent me a card. Which
what
I
does
like
yours say?
Well, Jarchi, let me start by thanking you for... Fuck me. Slow down, boy. You got this. You could do this in year two. You
Come
can do
on.
It now. Jarchi, let me start by thanking you for giving me the opportunity to create a cake for Lou. I really hope she shares. You two are in my ears all day, every day. Working solo and being self-employed can be lonely sometimes, but thanks to you guys, I feel like I'm always with friends. Fucking love that, India. I'm so stoked the potty is smashing it. You guys deserve all the success. Bedwetters for life, mate. Love, India.
Aww.
So she's at She Takes the Cake _.
It's beautiful,
and
guys.
On TikTok, she's at She Takes the Cake. That's fucking unreal. Thank you, India.
Thank
you truly are talented.
That's beautiful.
It's unreal.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't stop grinning.
Now, there's your other little Kevin.
Kevin.
Now.
Another present.
Sweet Prince Tobbs has another present for you.
Don't you,
Tobbs?
Guys, this is amazing.
Go.
Ooh. Ooh. What's this?
Ooh.
Where's it going? Bedwetters are going to be like, how fucking long will this podcast go of Lou opening presents?
Holy shit! Oh, whoa!
Wow! That was cool! What the heck? Look at that!
That was terrifying! What is that?
Oh.
Is that a Biscoff cake?
That's, what's a Biscoff?
That chocolate Biscoff thing. Whoa, those were cool. They just flew out everywhere. That's another cake. That's a little dome cake.
A dake.
What does this one say?
Well, you tell me.
Lou, I hope you have a magical 30th birthday. Lots of love, number one bedwetter, Jamie. That's Jamie who gave me the original Kevin.
That's huge. Jamie's back. I was going to say, Jamie would be pissed off if you got another Kevin.
That was terrifying, those things flying out, bedwetters. They were like these fake... What are they, butterflies?
Yep.
That went boom.
They did, they shot out. I'm trying to get one to fly again.
Holy shit.
Fuck yeah.
This is the best,
This is the best birthday ever.
This is the best birthday ever. Guys, thanks so much, everyone. My sweet angel bedwetters, this is the best birthday ever.
That was pretty cool. Holy dooly. We got heaps of shit.
Oh, fuck. I can't eat any cake right now.
We'll drill some cake.
We'll eat the cake
after.
Yeah,
we'll drill some.
Oh, everyone, thank you so much. I feel so happy. I can't stop smiling.
It's pretty good shit, isn't it?
Little baby Kevin 2.0 is very soft.
I'm going to call you
he's clever.
Baby Kevin 2.0.
Look at him. It's going to be very icky if I have a male come and stay and there's two Kevins, potentially three.
Just say, mate, sorry about this, but if you know me, I like a party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe the guy who comes and stays is called Kevin.
So three Kevins.
Yeah, so it's Kevin thirded.
Could be.
Not square.
If it was Macaulay Culkin, it'd be Kevin McAllister. You know, all grown up. And guess what? He's no longer home alone, kid.
What would it be if it was Kevin, like, squared but three? Kevin thirds.
Cubed.
Oh. Another day, wiser. Another, you know what they say.
Yeah, they say when you hit 30, you become intelligent.
Uh-huh. Maybe not me.
Yeah. They say a lot of wrong shit.
Maybe not mummy.
Maybe not.
I'm mummy, by the way.
Hey, boys. Hey, thank you, Dior and Tobs.
Thanks, guys.
Our pleasure. Happy birthday, Lulu.
So how was the actual day, Mama? Run us through the weekend. Did you party on the weekend?
I fucking hate you.
Can I spin this yarn for the bedwetters quickly?
Mum and Dad are going to listen to this, so sorry that I lied.
They fucking knew.
You reckon?
This is crazy that Lou thought she could get away with this.
And also, so, I tell them everything, so I don't know why I decided on this lie for some reason.
Mate, you just went on a normal night on the piss.
Yeah.
But fucking, so I met Jill and Franco yesterday for the first time and Vicky.
Yeah.
Franco's bloody current missus.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so I meet Lou's parents. It was lovely. Love them. They're fucking red hot. Everything you'd want them to be, just quietly. Anyway, so we're spinning yarns and I'd had a big fucking weekend and bloody Lou was like sort of, and I said, yeah, Dale, how'd you end up? Bloody rip in. Because Lou was sending me text messages at 2:20 with my friend Ed Liston.
And then I also text you saying, fuck, finish up at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
So I think even in front of Jill and Franco, you were like, fuck, you were what, 6:30 in the morning?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. And you go, no, I went to, you go, no, Josh, it was 9 a.m. And I go, oh, and I look around, I go, oh, sorry, 9 p.m. And I go, oh, yeah. And I'm like, how the fuck do I even get like lie about this? And then anyway, we're sort of talking about it a bit further. And Jill said something about, oh, yeah, the bloody chicken wings. Chicken wings got her. I'm like, what do you mean by the chicken wings got her, Jill? She had a bad batch of chicken wings on Saturday night and she was vomiting at 3 a.m. I said, is that right? A few chicky wings. Where was she? Bondi Diggers. I said, don't know if they do wings at the Diggers, Jilly.
And I go, no, Judge, you should get the curry. They trust me, they do wings. You should get them next time.
I'm like, I'm not sure about that. I said, yeah, hey, Jill, I was at a wedding as well and I had my fair share of fucking chicken wings as well at the wedding. Whole heap of chicken wings. Didn't spew off them. God, they made me wobbly, those chicken wings. She's trying to convince her parents she had a bad batch of chicken wings and that's why she was vomiting at 3 a.m.
Because I was...
Are you 16?
I know. I don't... Do you know the weirdest thing is I tell my parents everything. Like, I don't know why I was like, I'm going to go with that I had food poisoning so they don't think I'm, like, super scat on my birthday. Because we had to go for lunch at 2 p.m. at Margaret, like, this fancy restaurant in Double Bay. And I arrived, like, so sheepish. Like, had just literally rolled out of bed. Like, I was...
Fuck.
I'm pretty good on a hangover. I was fucked. Like, I got to sleep at literally, like, 6:30 in the morning.
She was a nudge.
It was a big nudge.
Whole heap of chicken wings. Yeah. Drumsticks, the wings, the whole shebang. Yeah? Big old feast for Lulu. Good stuff. Happy with it.
And then I rock up and I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm a bit tired. Mum's like, oh, what happened last night? I was like, oh, I just went and had a couple drinks at the Bondi Diggers and then I had some dodgy chicken wings and I don't know, Mum and Dad, something happened and I was a bit sick throughout the night. So just, you know, I won't be able to stomach much. I've been throwing up. Mum's like, oh, do you think it's gastro? Like a worry.
Yeah. If you can't tell by the fact that my eyes look like a fucking surf lifesaver's flag, pure red and yellow. Yeah, it's definitely gastro or a bad batch of wings. It's salmonella poisoning, mum. Take me to the ER. Fucking wild that you spun that yarn.
Rolled out. Like, I had to be there at 2. I reckon I rolled out of my bed. I ordered, like, $50 worth of drinks on Uber Eats. Like, orange juice, sparkling water,
you've done the classic.
Yeah.
You love to do that.
Rolled out of bed, like, threw on a dress, jumped in the shower, like, touched myself up with some makeup and rocked up and was like, sup.
So you had fun.
Oh, I had lots of fun.
Didn't chill.
I did. I had lots of fun. I'm very clever, aren't I?
I'm chill.
Who's the cleverest girl?
Yep.
And who's the cleverest boy?
Mate. And you had a lot of fun. And so this weekend, we got Mama's shindy.
Yeah, so birthday party, like parents have left. They've gone home.
I've fucking thought it was a lunch this whole time.
I've told you 1 million times it starts at 5.
That's what people tell me. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure it's a lunch, guys. It's because Steph goes to me, she goes, hey, we've got Georgia's thing. Just before Lou's, she's got a lunch on the Saturday. And I go, well, Lou's is a lunch. Steph goes, no, it's not. I go, yeah, it is. It's a big lunch. She goes, it's fucking not. And then I said to someone else, I go, Lou's is a lunch, right? And they're like, don't think so, buddy. I'm like, well,
starts
I thought
five,
this whole
champion.
Fucking time. It's a lunch, so it does start at 5.
It's a drinking dinner. Well, not dinner. But
it's
like
a drinner.
I've organised hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, so a few chicken wings on Saturday, huh?
I think I'm a bit scarred from the chicken wings.
Yeah, you don't need another batch of fresh wings, huh?
I won't be indulging in any chicken wings.
The bourbon and hickory wings, too much for you.
Yeah, I mean, Bondi Dick is a gorgeous place, but just lay off the wings if you're planning to go there. they do a lovely pour of rosé, though. It was filled right to the top.
You wouldn't have been drinking.
Well, no.
You were there to have wings.
If I was drinking and they poured me a rosé and it was to the very top of the glass, I would applaud them.
They're bloody good there. Mm. Sally.
We were sitting.
She looks after us.
Oh, is that her name? We were sitting down the back for a while. Burmo, Ed Liston, and then a few of my Kiwi guy mates.
Good mob.
I like jumped around the entire East. I went Oxford House, Diggers, Universal, Big Poppers, Kick-Ons.
Fuck your scene.
It was just like, I was just like doing a tour. Like, everyone, tour of the East.
East. Yeah.
Well,
and that's good. Cool. We're very excited, aren't we?
I know we are. Have you got your speech ready?
Nah.
Well, are you going to prepare something?
It's fucking Tuesday.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing too naughty.
Well.
That's why I don't trust you.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, shock horror.
Dude.
And then Maisie, who's meant to be my like sweet little innocent friend, I was like, oh, but yours will just be like cute and gorgeous. She was like, nah. Maisie's going to town on me.
Because Maisie is a sweet little
thing. Yeah. So I was like,
Maisie doesn't have a lot of rogue written all over
her. Well, it seems like she's going to town on me.
Love that.
And then Arabella, my friend who's coming from New Zealand, is also going to say something. And I think she'd have some pretty rogue stories from uni.
Yeah. Oh, like all those gangbangs and stuff.
It's charged.
What?
That's not even a funny joke.
Sorry? Oh, was the mic on? Shit, sorry. Oh,
well,
guys,
we do a podcast.
We'll cut that.
It's, at least it's not live, like if you were on Breakfast Radio.
What the fuck would you know about Breakfast Radio? Like, imagine me talking about, like, Apple billboards or something like that.
Jake.
Laura.
30 years of Laura, and you don't even know I worked in bloody Breakfast Radio.
Hold on. Fuck, bullshit. Who'd you work with?
Fitzy and Whipper.
Fuck off.
On Nova.
Are you joking?
I feel starstruck.
So you would have Whipper's number in your phone?
I would.
Shickle Matomas.
Jangle Jangles.
Jingle
Jangle.
Mate, I had no...
I know.
No, Louisa.
I keep it to myself.
Louisa, I had no idea. I'm
a very private person when it comes to radio years.
Yeah, fair, man. You've never shared.
Never. You know?
You've doth never shared.
I doth have never posted about it. I posted a birthday post yesterday and the comments are so funny. I was like crying with laughter. Someone, because I captioned it being like, it's my birthday if you didn't know. Someone commented being like, I wouldn't have a clue. Question, did you used to work in Breakfast Radio as well? And then people were being like, you know what they say, the birthday that if you... So funny.
Ah, it's good shit.
Going to town.
So, Mama, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah,
and let me make it quick.
Would you like more about the chicken wings?
Nah, I think we all get the gist.
We're down on the wings.
Fucking quick question. How are we feeling being 30? Because can I say something? You have aged since yesterday.
Well, that will happen when you get 2 hours sleep. And then you're whining and dining.
No, you now look 30. You know what I mean? There's a certain maturity surrounding you.
Well, I disagree. Yesterday, I got sent lots of beautiful flowers from lots of friends. Mm-hmm. And I went and picked a vase from a beautiful shop in Rose Bay. And I said, oh, it's my birthday. And she said, how old are you? And I said, I'm 30. She said, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh.
She said, she's like, you've got a young face. You look 25.
Oh, yeah, she did. Oh, yeah, because you know what everyone does when they tell you your age? They always go, yeah, you look about that. So, mate, if you could, no one ever goes, mate, you don't look that. I told a bloke the other day at the bloody game arcade, it was my birthday, and he goes, yeah, the boys took me to the fucking, like, the time zone thing in the EQ.
Mm.
My birthday. And he goes, how old are you? I said, 34. He goes, you're joking. I said, miss me with that shit, mate. I agree with him.
You look 31. And I
look 24. Now you look fucking 24. Fucking cunt. Stop, dude, give me compliments.
But I have got a young I've got a young face. I still look the same as eight-year-old Lou. A few less chins.
Buddy, can I also show you something?
Yes.
About the sign?
Yeah.
Show you this.
So it looks identical to me as well.
I might just...
Jarch is now. Oh, cool. So the poster has a removable chin.
So we can do.
The most fun thing I've ever seen. I reckon I almost look fatter with just the one.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oi, I can't get over the details on Toby. Like,
but dude,
that looks just like Toby.
But I was thinking about this because I sent.
Get on the mic, no one can hear you. We do a podcast, you fucking idiot. Yeah, well, you know, lucky we're not live like Breakfast Radio. Oh, sorry.
Not two in one. Not two in one app. But if you look at you, you will look exactly the same as the photo as well. And he's even got my crossed over teeth.
I know.
And you know what I mean? He's actually given me a bit of liberty with the chin. Just
he has given you a fair amount of chin.
Finn. But... it's a very good art.
It's phenomenal.
And it's a 3D sign.
I was thinking that I'll touch it after this. Fucking not inappropriately. I'm allowed to touch it.
You are? Yeah, buddy, that's fine.
I can touch it as much as I want.
Well.
What?
Enough about Dior's cock.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I was just about to call you Derek.
Derek. Fuck. Derek.
This little Kevin's got like... Because he's homemade. He's got like a little... I could put my finger in him. Oh, my.
I think we found the purpose of the toy.
It's got like... I mean, like the materials, like...
It's like crocheted almost.
Yeah, like my fingers in...
Okay. You're fingering Kevin.
I just mean he's got little holes in his belly. Like I'm in his belly button.
Yeah, it's like crocheted sort of.
Yeah. Would you say that? Yeah.
Yeah, got a guy home. I had one Kevin over here. I had my finger in another Kevin.
You're sick.
Well, you're the one.
No, I was. If you took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been while you were kissing Kevin.
Hey, can I give you a free leeway?
Yes.
You know you're a shocking singer, one of the worst.
Yeah.
Now, because it's your birthday, you know how in that car ride you tried to convince me with that song that you could sing really well?
Yeah.
I'm giving you the opportunity to finally prove yourself once and for all, sing as best as you can for the bed. The best song you've got, like, and I'm not, and don't be like, don't try and make it shit. Don't try and like.
I don't.
Yeah, correct. But like, don't.
Don't try and make it shit.
What I'm trying to say is don't hold back.
Okay.
Give it everything you've got, the best you can.
I'll pull it back a little bit.
Pull it back a little, like, treat it like a foreskin. Pull that mic back a little bit and give it
charge, I know what I'm doing there.
Sorry. Excuse me? You're not married?
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't die.
Thank God, because you are not, under the eyes of the Lord, you are not married. So you be careful. Now listen up.
Well, I think I'm going to do, everyone knows I'm probably going to do Annie, the musical.
Okay. Okay. So is that your best song you've got, Annie the musical?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Is something wrong with that?
No. I just want to make sure.
It feels like you've got a problem with it.
It's just hilarious. So, all right.
Hang on. When I'm stuck with a day that's grey and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
Oh,
think, is it cut?
That's we're gonna
let's
cut
not
that.
Cut it.
Yeah, we're cutting it.
Was it?
Oh,
okay.
Nah,
that was not bad.
God,
I didn't hate it. That was decent.
Dior.
Is this the same as I look 25?
Yeah, pretty similar.
So the singing lessons didn't help.
Oh, I love just watching you have a crack.
I get really into it, don't I?
You do. I just can't stop laughing. It's great stuff.
Do you know one thing else we have to touch on that my parents were talking about, like, stories of me as a child?
Yeah.
And so my brother called me on my birthday, Chris, my oldest brother, and he was like, it's actually very cute. He was like asking, he wanted to get me a piece of artwork, and we were just having a chit chat. And then he was like, look, I just want to say, you know, how proud I am of you. It was quite emotional. And then he was like, I still just remember you as this little fucking 8-year-old who we had like a movie kind of like, this sounds wanky, but it wasn't, cinema downstairs.
Okay. Okay. All right.
No. Okay. Let me explain it. Dad got like some old fucking movie theater chairs from an old cinema. And then we just had like a big like projector in the downstairs like lounge.
Yeah, Rich.
No. I was about to say, no, Franco. Your name is Jake.
He paid Derek an inordinate amount for vintage cinema chairs.
It was not. It was
huge project. You had a cinema in your house. Cool. Sweet. Oh, you had a cinema.
Trust me, it was shit.
We had radio and then a stick with a ball tied to the end of it.
It was just, Franco found a great deal on like Trade Me or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was Chris, only like 40 grand for the screen.
Oh, fuck off. Chris would have girls over when he was like 15. And obviously, like, try and watch a movie with them downstairs.
Down the cinema, yeah.
He said I'd just come in and be like, can I watch a movie with you guys? And I had these light-up shoes that had, like, shoes. So even if I tried to sneak in, which you couldn't at AJ, because I'd go, goosh, goosh. Yeah. But I'd, like, walk in, and then it would just be like, ding, 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 like,
fuck,
bright lights. And then I remember he had a party once, and they were all outside drinking. And I'd come out and be like, can I come sit with you guys? Can I hang out? And Chris would be like, Mom, get Lou inside. And I'd be like, do you guys want to see my light up shoes? Can I do a dance for you guys? Mom was like, get inside.
He'd be like, fucking Mom, send her back to the second cinema we've got. Fuck, why does she have to be in my cinema? Can't she be in her own cinema?
Judge, trust me, the cinema was like shit. It was like Franco picked up from like Trade Me.
Rich
so I'm
kids.
Like, no, I'm just.
Dad, the cinema fucking sucks.
No, it was literally a projector with like secondhand old, like thrown away movie seats. It was just the lounge downstairs.
I know, man. You had a cinema. Get over it.
Oh, fuck off, Jake.
Oh, it was so how annoying was it when you guys were all in the cinema and the maid would come down with food and like annoy you? And the maid would watch, she's like, guys, I've got spiders for everyone. And you look, fuck off. We're trying to watch Happy Gilmore. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
We're watching Happy Gilmore this
year. Fuck off. I wish I had a maid. Well, I don't wish I had a maid. Are they illegal?
What?
Huh?
If you pay them, it's not illegal.
Yeah,
correct.
It's what I meant.
Yeah. Slavery is illegal.
Sorry.
But a maid is a job.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
I don't know why I said that.
So, clearly, Jill and Franco never paid the maid.
We didn't have a maid. I honestly can't stop fingering Kevin.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, not just like his honestly, you just go straight into his little, I can feel his little pot belly.
Sounds like we're at the Club Universal right now.
Judge, we're getting more inappropriate every podcast that goes by.
I feel like we're pretty good.
I disagree.
You just said you were fingering Kevin. What do you want me to fucking do with that?
Well,
sit
I
back
feel
there,
like
take it on the lack
back
of chin?
In the day, like within the first 20 episodes, it was always like, oh, we should probably cut that. We very rarely cut things now.
Sorry, sugar. One correction. You were like, we should probably cut that. I was like, no, we shouldn't.
We did have a bit of beef at the start over what was cut and what wasn't.
Yeah.
But you're very good at knowing when I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And saying it's okay.
But I'm also good. Okay. I feel like I'm good at knowing when you are uncomfortable. I'm also good at standing my ground and saying, Lou, we're not going to beep the word cock out.
Or like when I said, no, Judge, I'm really scared of going around this race course. And you're like, go as fast as you can. And I was like, no, it's not funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you were not happy.
Kevin's got a little hole in his butt.
Well, let's hope so. Now, okay.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Off the back of that, off the back of you having a cinema, I've got a theory.
We didn't have a cinema, but yeah, we had a projector.
Oh, okay, if you'd like to rewind the audio and find the part where Lou said she had a cinema, that'd be grunge pressure.
It wasn't a cinema, it was a theatre.
So a theatre.
Yes. It was a lounge room with old movie seat chairs and a fucking projector.
Yeah, you had a cinema.
And an opera box at the top as well, right?
What's in an actual cinema? It's a projector.
Yeah, but
you had a cinema. And now, Luke, I've got a theory, and I just want to ask you, but I feel like we've spoken about it before, so it might not play into the theory.
Mm.
What's a cob loaf?
A big loaf of bread with herby cheese and mayo in the middle, and you dip the rest of the bread in. It's not phenomenal.
Yep, okay.
Cob loaf reminds me of, like, the 70s.
We've spoken of cob loaf before, haven't we? Now, we've got a theory. This is tried and tested. We've never failed on it. Eddie Simpson of Hello Sport fame and I share a theory. Rich people don't know what cob loaf is.
Well, I'm not rich, so I know what cob loaf is.
We've also discussed cob loaf before.
No, we haven't.
We have.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have.
I just know cob loaf because my friend Kate, her mum used to make cob loaf.
Kate Rich? Kate Rich.
No.
Correct. Yep.
No.
So you've been introduced by a non-rich friend. This is the theory, and we tested it. We had a wedding on the weekend. Shout out to Sharon and Nick. Phenomenal wedding. Ned and I get a bit groggy, and we're talking about our cob loaf theory. And he goes, well, why don't we test it? So we were going around. We go, oi, Jimbo, heard of cob loaf? Yep. Where you from? Narromine? Perfect. Rodney, heard of cob loaf?
What?
Heard of cob loaf?
Cob what?
Where you from? Mossman? Check. Hey, Billy, heard of cob loaf?
Cobby? What's cob loaf?
Where you from? Paddington? Check. 9 out of 9. 9 out of 9. The theory is rich people don't know about cob loaf.
Maybe it's just a farm thing.
Don't think it's a thing.
Well, we know about it in New Zealand. I love a cob loaf.
Poor friend Kate. Pate.
I was poor too.
Ah, cinema.
Oh, fuck. Cinema.
Cinema.
Can I correct me if I'm wrong? Would you say cob loaf would be in top 10 greatest foods?
Yeah.
I would.
Mate.
A good cob loaf is cobtastic. It's very good.
It's cobtastic. No, I'm happy with cobtastic.
It is
unreal.
It's cob nominal.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's cob vine. Oh, is that what you... You're not going to play this game with me today?
I'm struggling with this one.
Oh, okay. So I'm winning now. It's cobed. It's good.
That's not great. Okay. It's not great. But if you're out there, listening, bedwetters, test this. Test this amongst the demographics of your friends. And I guarantee you, it'll be, if it's not 100% correct every time, it'll be 99.
How did you discover this?
I think just by mixing with different socioeconomic groups, and maybe Cobb comes up in conversation, and we noticed a bit of a connection between Cobb being known.
Because what does Cobb stand for?
Carbonated oral biscuits.
No, but like, where does Cobb loaf? Because you know, there's like tiger bread.
No idea.
Or like ciabatta.
Cobb loaf.
Or like rye bread. So where did Cobb come from?
No idea where Cobb came.
Did you have Cobb and Co? The chain? Or was that just in New Zealand? They had these great little tater tots and they did spiders. 8-year-old Lou was a regular there.
Oh, don't doubt a kid.
I'd stomp in and they go, put the tater tots in the deep fryer. She's arrived.
Literally just like they'd see you and then you just see them boarding up the windows. She's coming. Kick it down.
She's there.
Oh.
Yeah, Dior, could you Google for me where Cobb loaf comes from?
Yeah, let's Dior this.
Yeah, so... Apparently so the word Cobb came from the word Kopf, which is like the German word Kopf, which means head. So it was kind of descriptive of its shape.
Shape.
Cobb loaf in the 19th century was considered to be the largest loaf of a batch.
Okay, so you get the big loaf, hollow it out.
You wouldn't have been nicknamed Cobb. You get it?
I thought maybe it'd be named after like Cobber. You know what I mean? Like, here you go on Cobber, because it's a bread you share with friends. Yes. With all your Cobbers.
What's in the inside of the old Cobb loaf deal?
You can vary.
Because yeah. Probably
cheese, you eat spinach.
Kate's mum, yes, she had lots of herbs, spin, and cheese.
Well, how did Jill make hers? Newsflash, bedwetters. She didn't.
Jill is
too busy in the cinema. Now.
You know, mum's
bedwetters, test the theory, though. Tell me the theory isn't fucking on point.
No, I'm agreeing with you on this, Thiz.
Love it.
That's theory.
I got it.
Thiz.
Yeah, I got it.
That one's theory.
That's my theory.
Well, it's the first time we agree with it.
Nice.
So I agree with it. God, I'm going to be on
Oh, fuck.
What?
I've got another birthday present for Lou.
Woo!
Dior?
Yeah.
Remember?
I do. I almost forgot. Okay.
You've resurrected Toby from the dead.
I've got a show. Oh,
Jill told me she scattered Toby's ashes around the garden.
True.
We wanted those.
Well,
we did.
Well, buddy.
For our new set that's being designed. Little trinket of Toby. You know what's getting put up in the new set?
This bad boy.
That bad boy.
Yeah, this bad boy's up.
We should glaze this Kevin so he can stay real forever. The cake Kevin. You know how you can do that? I think you can.
Yeah, you probably could, couldn't
you? We'll ask. Oh, because I won't eat him. We'll keep him forever.
Don't eat Kevin.
But I want to
eat. This cake is going to be off its head.
Yeah. I'll cut some up for you. All of you.
No, I'll cut it up.
I won't eat it myself. But I have to take lots of photos of it.
You're okay.
Sorry. Okay, go on.
All right, let's go.
Okay, this guy, Bedwetters, this is a little present that I organised for Lulu because she's a fan and I thought she'd like it.
Lulu, you mad bedwetter. Happy birthday. I hope it's an absolute pearler. Don't know what that means. Glad to hear the podcast is going well. And maybe when I'm next in Australia, I'll come on and chat shit with you. That's not going to happen, Lulu. Keep pissing, mate. And here's to 30 more years of debauchery. Hooroo.
Get fucked.
You know you love the in-betweeners.
Because you text me being like, do you love... I was like, mate, I fucking love the in-betweeners.
And I had to hide it being like, yeah, I've just started watching it again. It's so funny.
Senorita, that is so good.
I thought you'd like that, dude.
Is that his real name? James Buckley.
Yeah, old Buckers.
He doesn't suit James.
Well, his name in the show is Jay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He suits Jay.
So all you're adding is a ms on the end of it.
Well, that'd be like you being Jack and then calling you Jackmas.
Well, it works at Christmas.
Yeah, or I'd be Louisms.
Louisms. Louisms and Albsums.
What did someone say? Was it Louisms?
Louisms.
And I couldn't wrap my head around it.
Oh, this is like a boomerang. Let's have a work.
Oh, fuck. That's the double chin from the sign that
the triple chin, but Dull.
Quadruple.
Triple chin. So he's triple chinned you.
That's very special, Senorita.
Well, I just thought you'd like it.
Thank you.
That's all right. Hey, and James, you'd be fucking lucky to come on this podcast, mate.
Whoa.
Well.
Whoa.
You want to come at
James, you want to come on the podcast? We'll put you in between us.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
That is probably, though, partially the reason he will never come on. Is we think it's good, probably not that good.
No one else does.
Anyway, fuck it. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Jimbo.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, Jay. Because it's your special day, I thought some characters would be good for you. Now, I actually had a character sent in.
Ooh.
Yeah, someone sent in a character. It's my favourite, I think.
Okay.
And the person that sent this in, staring right at you. Oh, he's just looked away. Dior. So the first character is from the brain.
You give me a sus look, Lou.
Yeah, I'm like, what have you done here, Dior?
This is the brainchild of the sweet prince. You ready, kid?
Yeah.
Character for Lulu. She's a magical troll living under the harbour bridge that only lets people into the eastern suburbs if they correctly solve her riddles.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Who goes there? Dothith, welcome to the eastern suburbs. I am the Princess of Rose Bay, and if you want to come past here, you must... Doth, get this riddle correct. She hosts a podcast with a man who's chinless, and she sleeps with a stuffed koala. Who is she? I don't know. I don't belong in the East. Get out of here!
Tremendous riddle. Oh, the characters come back, but they need another riddle. They get two attempts. And it's got to be longer.
Okay. It rhymes with peachy, and it is one of the Doth best pubs in the whole of the East. And it is in the suburb of Nondi. Where am I?
Wait, what? You just told him it's in Bondi.
No, it's Beachy.
Yeah, but you said the question was, where am I? Not what am I?
What am I? is it Beachy, the beach road? Well done, welcome to the East. Here is your Aperol Spritz, your Cartier ring, and your voucher for Tachuzzi.
And here is your powers to not be able to drive for the fucking life of you.
And you must wear your R.M. Williams or Common Projects and Venroy shorts to every pub you go to.
Yeah, not bad, kid.
It was a good one, Dior. Well done.
Okay.
Sweet little smart angel.
He is a sweet prince. You're a violent criminal that's fighting between his incredibly violent side and his unwavering love for Barbie dolls.
Oh, man. I just got out of prison and I got this urge that I just want to fight. I got a massive machete and I want to cut people and things. But I also love my Barbie doll. Maybe I could machete the Barbie. No, I can't.
I didn't realise I was sitting next to Daniel Day-Lewis. You don't know who that is, do you?
The actor from James Bond.
Don't worry about it.
No, that's Daniel Craig. Daniel Day-Lewis. Wait, no, let me guess. Was he in a movie? I know it. No,
fuck.
I know it, but... no, it's, and then I also went Daniel Radcliffe, but that's Harry Potter. Oh my God. Wait, give me a hint.
Lincoln.
I'm just going to guess Lincoln Lawyer. Oh, sorry. It must be Abraham.
It was the
Lincoln.
Answer.
I gave it must you be the... Abraham Lincoln. TV series, movie. I haven't seen it.
You've never heard of Daniel Day-Lewis?
No, I'll Google him. I'm sure I would have seen him. Funny last name, Day Lewis.
There will be blood.
What do you mean? Oh, what's happened?
Oh, you're fine.
Is this the same as Happy Days? Or worse? Is this worse? It feels worse. Oh, yes.
Oh, don't. Oh, no, yes,
I do
mate.
Know him.
Oh, fucking oh, yes,
oh, he's
mate.
A sir. I should know that. Oh, There Will Be Blood, the film he was
Gangs acting of like she knows it when she reads
Gangs
it.
Gangs of New York, I know that one.
He was Who else is in that?
He was in Lincoln.
Who else is in that? Gangs of New York. No, tell me now.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
You fuckhead.
Oh, yes, he was in Lincoln.
The Lincoln Lawyer, the TV series. The new
oh,
one.
Yes, no, I actually do know him. He's gorgeous. Daniel Day-Lewis.
What do you mean you actually do? So you didn't before when you were saying you did?
I just hadn't put the name to the face. Okay. Face to the name.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's stunning. He looks like, is it Billy someone?
Madison.
No, Billy.
Billy Zane.
No, Billy, the other one who looks like him.
Billy the Butcher.
No, you know the one.
Oh, Billy Slater?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, Billy Thornton.
Is that real or did I make that up?
Yeah, he's real. I don't know if he does look like Billy Bob Thornton. Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie used to have vials of each other's blood around their neck.
Ooh,
yeah.
That feels very, everyone does like your blood.
Didn't like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly
MJK
also have that
the same
thing,
shit?
Yeah.
Some people do weird things with blood.
Yeah.
Vampires.
Vampires for one.
I went to school with a girl who said that she liked sucking blood.
Ah, for fuck.
And she would go, I won't say what her name, well, she'd go, with her own voice.
Nice.
With her name.
Oh, so she was super normal.
Yep. Yeah. She was on 60 Minutes in New Zealand.
Was she? For what?
For being a vampire.
No, she wasn't.
Swear on my life.
No, she wasn't.
She was on 60 Minutes of being a vampire. She liked to suck other people's blood.
Was this like peak Twilight days?
Yeah, and she said it like rejuvenated her.
Oh, what a fucking weirdo.
Mm.
Well, I think there are vampires.
There's not vampires.
But people associate.
Yeah, but they're fucking weird, Lou.
But she obviously thinks she's a vampire.
But that's weird.
It'd be like I saw on TikTok this woman who'd been raised by wolves for like 20 years. And so she was going.
You were like that old bloke on the news. You should. You were like that old guy on the news. Yeah, show us a look at this bird, bro.
Any of these people?
Any of them?
Type in Britta.
Okay, so we are naming her. Britta, where are you? Damn it.
All that comes up is like what we do in the shadows stuff.
Well, yeah. There was a 60 Minutes thing about vampires and sucking blood.
There you go. Well, I hope you're well, Britta. I hope you've claimed many a victim in the early hours of the
She's probably not a vampire
dawn.
Now.
Okay.
Well, she might be. Who knows? Good on you, Britta.
Great work, Britta. If she bit a female, you'd be like, fucking hell, Britta. Bitter.
It's terrible.
It's good.
It's terrible.
What happened to your neck? What happened to her neck over there? Fucking Britta bitter again? Fucking vampire.
It's very bad. Very bad.
She said the blood was bitter. Yeah, Britta bitter was bitter.
Can I just get a lemon limes and Britta?
Well.
It's good.
Well.
Very good.
Imagine if there was a vampire called Victoria. They'd be like, fucking Victoria bitter. I'm happy with it. I'm happy with that. Come on.
I'm happy with it. Like it.
Thank you, mate. All right. You're a Scientologist that starts questioning the doctrine until Tom Cruise walks into the room.
I told you that space does not exist, and I've told you 400 times because I'm a Scientologist.
What?
Is that our Prince Tom Cruise? All bow down to the king of Scientology. It is Dotheth Tom Cruise. Now doctor it. Shh. Tom Cruise, take the lead. Have I misinterpreted something, Dale?
No, just.
I think you don't know what a doctrine is, do you?
Yes, I do. It's like.
What did you just say?
She said, like, shut up, doctorate.
No, I know what it is. It's like when you're a doctor and it's the reward you receive. Like the study.
Sorry?
No. Ah, fuck it. 30 years have done me well. 30 years of being a dumbass.
Oh, I love that you're also like, space doesn't exist, which is kind of like that whole thing. And then you're like, I've told you 400 times, oh, here's our sweet prince, Tom Cruise, the king of Scientology. Like, well, pick one. Which one is he?
He's a king.
Well, okay.
But he was a prince first.
Right.
So I was just going in.
You were going in chronological order.
Yes.
You're a blues player from New Orleans that's trying to teach a kid to play the saxophone, but you realise he's better than you. You're not happy about it.
Ah, that sax was shit. But I played it four times faster than you did. Yeah, well, I'm telling you, kid, it was shit house. It's not in your wheelhouse, the old sax. I'd give up now if I was you.
Tom's serious. What the fuck?
I feel like I went cowboy. There's only room for one of us sax players in this town, little Jimmy, and it ain't you, my friend, it's me.
Better kid again?
But, Mr. Tobler.
Okay. Yes. Yep. Nah, I think we've cooked her in this round. I think we've cooked her this round, boys.
You reckon it's time for some hotlines?
I think we hotline it, don't you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we've smoked you a bit. There's been a lot going on for you. Well, presents and...
It's been a big day.
Oh, a lot older.
Big few days.
You know what I mean? It's like dementia starts kicking in. You're aged.
Hey.
You're aged.
Hey.
You're aged.
Hey.
Okay, let's get some hotlines going. Now, guess what I did?
You went and listened. You did your prep.
Did a bit of prep.
Are lots of them birthday ones?
They're all birthday ones.
Yes.
All right.
Good morning, senoritas. Lulu, happy birthday. Jachi, thank you for putting up with Lulu for the past year or so.
My pleasure, mate.
It's made every morning drive to work a lot more bearable. Tobs, Dior, you guys need a blessing as well because I just don't know how anyone else can sort of be in the room with Lulu that long.
Yep.
And Lulu, 30 today. You know what they say about being 30. You know, the older you get, the hairs. The older you get, the more...
Which is a good point. You know?
I can't even get the words out. It was...
You okay?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You all right?
Let's get that on a plaque.
Yeah, I think so.
Not the teeth kind.
We understood. Now, mate, you've really moved her with that. She is. No, oh, you're okay. Do you need to? We'll give her a second for the next one. You're all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mate, beautiful words, well spoken, and just articulate.
Just
beautiful. Next one.
Happy birthday, big LDD.
Thank you. Thought there may have been something else, but...
Simple, but kept it simple.
Simple, but chic.
She wanted to keep
very
it...
Very East.
She wanted to keep it like her idol, Louisa Dowden. Very simple. Next one.
It's very Dotheth Cruel.
Hold on.
Another shorty.
Hold up.
Morning, little senoritas. Just gonna... Sorry, 1 second. Hey, mate. Oh, you should not. No, I appreciate it. Sorry about that, guys. I just got interrupted getting handed yet another birthday present.
Nice.
Being the 20th of November, aka this little senorita's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, mate.
Yeah, just calling up to see how your weekend was. See what kind of beverages you had on my behalf. Hopefully you celebrated well. And yeah, just hope you guys are having a great start to yet another standard week, being the 20th of November, also known as no one else's but my birthday.
Yep, correct, I believe.
Anyway, catch you, mad little rooters. Take care.
Happy birthday, mate. Happy birthday.
Do you think he doesn't listen to the pod enough to know that it's also my birthday?
What?
Yeah.
Your birthday?
It's mine.
Shit, I thought it was only his.
No.
Fuck. Happy birthday.
Is that for him? That cake?
Yeah.
And that 8-year-old Lou's for him?
Yeah.
Shit. So I won't be taking those home.
No. Damn it. So, happy birthday, Luke. Yeah, from all of us here.
20th of November.
From all of us here at Excuse Me, Senorita Productions.
Greatest day of the history. What?
When was Hitler's birthday?
20th of April.
Oh, I fucking thought it was a 20.
Yeah.
And I got a little bit scared that your birthday was on Hitler's.
Oh, and I'm...
I would have loved that. Let's have a listen to this one.
Who's a little cheeky birthday girl, Lulu?
Oh.
Cheeky little birthday girl, Anshul. Anshul. Yes, you're a cheeky little birthday girl, Anshul. Yes, happy birthday, Senorita. You're going to eat lots of cake. Going to eat lots of cake. A little 8-year-old Lou indulgence, aren't you? Aren't you?
Holy
happy
shit.
Birthday, Lulu. Fuck you, Dot. Who's a little cheeky birthday girl, Lulu? Cheeky little birthday girl, aren't you?
Oh, it started aren't again. You? Sorry, that's like a perfect loop.
That was amazing.
Oh, how good is it? The commitment. Oh. Fuck you.
Yeah. No, fuck you.
Yeah, fair. No, you were right, actually, with the fuck me. Now,
I've just been looking up the 20th of November to see who else's birthday it is.
Smart.
Nathan Lyon, Australian cricket goat.
Wow.
A few okay. other, you know, not so famous people. Joe Biden.
Wow.
Joe Biden's birthday.
Should have got one from him. That would have been articulate.
President
Yeah, he would have been.
America.
Yeah. How does he talk?
I am Joe Biden.
Nah. The thing is, nah. The thing with the people over the Lulu's birthday. No, I can't do it. Anyway, that's life.
Okay, give me one more.
Now, let's just give you a random one, but I'm going to do it on the 20th because those are fucking birthday ones. Let's just go with this one.
That was so good. Lulu, fuck you. You're on speakerphone right now because last time I took it off speakerphone, I accidentally whacked Phoebe over here in the face trying to pass the phone over in a rush to get it on a 45 fucking second. Regardless, I have hindi windy nuts in my fucking head. Love you, Darchy. You both sick cunt.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. Kisses. Oh, actually, red light, green light.
Smart. Very good. Love that.
I'm happy with it.
I'm happy with it.
Apart from she didn't say happy birthday.
Oh, no. Well, you'd fuck... No, you're okay. No, buddy, you're all right. You'd fucked her off because she nearly had a cry.
Hindi windy nuts.
Hey, big shout out to Seb, who I met on the weekend, who rolled his truck listening to the podcast.
He told me that. Amazing.
He came to the pub and I was playing pool. Won, by the way. Won the fucking full game, by the way.
Must have been all that cob loaf.
She's one of us. And he was like, yeah, mate, fucking driving. I was pretty pissed, by the way, when he was spinning the yarn. But he was essentially driving his truck along, us in the ears, trying to figure something out. We were blaring. I believe it was... probably due to your singing.
Very rude.
Crash the truck.
I'm happy with that.
So another crash under the belt of the bedwetters.
That's probably five now. Love you guys.
All right.
Okay. And thank you everyone for the sweet birthday wishes. Thank you, Jarch Dior Tobler, for making this birthday so incredible. Thank you for the gorgeous, gorgeous cake.
Thank you, India.
The sign. It's just everything. Jamie's little thing. Nara Mazda. Everyone has just been too kind.
Guys,
I feel very blessed.
You really have.
Love you all.
Maybe next year I'll get some presents.
We'll make sure you get some prizzies.
Well, I'm not a scumbag. Love you, bedwetters. Love you so much.
Love you guys. Mwah, mwah.
Hey, Ru.
And it's my birthday next year.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.